This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, September 12th. Well, the futures lead a surge in Wednesday's livestock market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today in the livestock market, cattle rebounded. That follow-through buying definitely lifted the futures. We just saw it really come off the bottom from 2 days ago on Monday when the market really bottomed out, but it's really come off solidly now. Cash trading demand still is kind of slow, but it seems like the technicals really were stepping in and raised the bids and provided possibly a new uptrend. It's only been a couple of days. It's hard to distinguish whether this is going to be a new trend, but still it was up very strong today. Interestingly enough, the feeders today, they also surged even more than live cattle. The new gains did gain some momentum here, and so it could be that maybe we're going to finally start to lead this market back up.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 7 at 480 and 3 quarters. September corn was down a quarter point at 349 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 580. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 5.25, ranging from 528.5 to 538.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 1.5, ranging from 577.25 to 582.25. Live cattle for October were up 235 at 98.85. September feeder cattle were up 217.5 at 136.50. And September class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 18.23.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.